Shilgud have ordered me to explain a few words, in essence, the meaning of this kirtan by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Here, in this kirtan, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, though he is an eternally liberated associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of Radha and Krishna, he is praying like an ordinary sadhak, being in this world, but being overwhelmed with a very intense greed and eagerness to render loving service to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Therefore, this this kirtan is in category of lala samai pratana, deep prayer for those who are imbued with a very thick, intense transcendental greed to serve Radha and Krishna. Really, this kirtan, lala samai pratana, is for whom? Jatarati sadhak, the sadhak in whose heart rati, that means some staibhav, some realization of their eternal relationship with Krishna, in whose heart that has already appeared. This is their prayer. But under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, under the guidance of Sadguru and Vaishnavas, yet we remember this kirtan and we sing this kirtan so that one day we may have a greed like that kind of sadhak in whose heart rati has appeared. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur first is praying, Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishore Jivane Marani Gati Anahimor. The divine couple, Sisi, Radha and Krishna, they are my pran. I cannot live without them. In life and in death, I have no other refuge, I have no other destination at all. Here, Srila Narottam Das Thakur is expressing the intense attachment that the Palya Dasis, the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, have for her lotus feet and for the service of the divine couple. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expressed, Sri Krishna Birahe Radhika Radasa Amito Saiti Pare Jugala Milan Sukarakaran Jivana Chariti Pare. Or, I cannot tolerate that Radha and Krishna should be separated from each other. For the sake of their meeting together, I am ready to give up my life. It means that much to me. So similarly, in this verse, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he's saying, Radha and Krishna, my life and soul, my all in all. Then he's praying, when will that day come? When will that opportunity, that chance be given to me? Kalendira kule kere kadam bairavan ratana badiru pa basova dujan. I will have the opportunity to bring Radha and Krishna together and seat them upon a beautiful jeweled raised platform where on the bank of the Jamuna in the forest of Vrindavan in a very beautiful grove of Kadamba flowers. When will that chance come to me? Why? Because the happiness of the Manjaris, the maidservants of Radhika, they never consider their own happiness. Their only intention is that Srimati Radhika will be happy by meeting with Krishna. So when will this chance come? It will be the pinnacle and the highlight of my whole life if I can only arrange for their meeting together on the bank of Jamuna. There beautiful pastimes will take place. And I, from a hidden place, watch those sweet pastimes. When the pastimes are completed, after that, then they require so many services. So, their transcendental Sri Vigraha, the very hot. I will come there with Chandan. Shama Gori Angidibo, Chandana Araganda, Chama Dalava Kove, Harimukha Chandra. I cannot tolerate that they should be too hot, that they should be perspiring. When Radha and Krishna meet together, by the ecstatic moods, Asta Sattvika Bhavs, trembling, perspiration, and so many Sattvika Bhavs come in their bodies. At that time, I will come. When will that day come? I will have the opportunity to take a chamar and fan Radha and Krishna in such an artistic way That the fragrance of Srimati Radhika's body will go into the nostrils of Krishna, this kind of fanning, with art and skill, that will be very pleasing to them. When will I decorate them with sandalwood paste? Then he's praying, Gati Amalati Mala, Dibo Doha Gale, Adratulia Dibo, Kapura Tungule. In the course of their pastimes, their necklaces and garlands, everything will be broken and crushed so quickly with great skill and expertise. When will that day come? Under the guidance of Guru Rupa Sakhi and others, will I make very beautiful garlands of Malati flowers and offer those garlands to Radha and Krishna, so that their vaishan, abharan, all their shringar, all decorations will become again like new, like before, quickly and expertly in a moment. So much so that they become bewildered, they cannot understand, have we met or not? Due to their anurag, very intense and ever fresh loving feelings. And I will, when will that time come? I will make tambur, an offer to the lotus mouth of Srimati Radhika or to Krishna. Many pastimes will come as a result of these services, very pleasing to the divine couple. Then Shirinatan Das Thakur was praying, Lalita Vishaka Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda Agya Karibu Seva Charanaravinda. The nearest and dearest friends of Srimati Radhika are Lalita and Vishaka. They are her peers, her friends, like equals. And the maidservants of Radharani, they are somewhat younger. And they have mood only of service to Radhika, wanting to be under the guidance of her dearest friends, especially Lalita Sakhi. Those in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, they maintain within their heart the highest aspiration that they should serve the divine couple under the guidance of Sri Rupa Manjari in the gun of Lalita Sakhi. So he's praying, when will that day come that Lalita and Vishaka, they will order me. Vishaka Sakhi will tell, oh, you should sing that song I have taught you. Kuru Kantim Kantavati Kamala Kantim Maipuna Vishakam Ganasya Picha Ruchira Siksham Panayatu. Vishaka Sakhi teaches the maidservants of Radhika how to sing beautiful songs to inspire the attachment of Radhika for Krishna and Krishna for Srimati Radhika. When will they give me an order and I'll have a chance to serve under their guidance? Just then, as Narottam Das Thakur, his heart was overwhelmed with these aspirations. Spurti was coming. He was realizing, reflected in the core of his heart, he saw that transcendental Vrindavan and Radha and Krishna. He saw Lalita and Vishaka, Rupa Manjari and others, and how they were serving. And he was also, by Siddha Deha, in his former Champakalata Manjari, or Anuvilas Manjari, as Narottam Das Thakur is known there in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Oh, he was seeing and realizing something, but just then, his spurti, his vision was broken. And when his vision broke, then he saw, oh, no Radhika, no Krishna, no Lalita Vishaka, no Rupa Manjari. And who am I? His own idea of his identity, Siddhadeya, his identity in that world, all vanished. And he began to cry and weep and roll on the ground in pain. Oh, who am I? I am servant of Radhika? Oh, I am only Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Das Aranu Das. I am only this, Narottam Das Thakur, servant of servant of servant of servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And rolling on the ground, weeping and crying, feeling in very intense pain of separation from Radha and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, especially from his Gurudev, Sri Lokanath Das Goswami, and Shiksha Guru, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. He began to cry, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Das Eranu Das, Seva Abhilasa Kore, Narottama Das. This Narottam Das Thakur is only what? Only desiring. Have desire. Desire does not mean a thing. Desire means the absence of something. My heart is vacant. My desire is not fulfilled. So I am simply passing my days and nights. Passing my days and nights, weeping and weeping. Oh Gurudev, oh Vaishnavas, oh Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh Lalita Vishaka, oh Vishwabhanu Nandini, hey Brajanda Nandan Shamasunda, please sprinkle your causeless mercy upon me all together so that my Seva Abhilas may be fulfilled. Chakal.
any human being, without desire, they cannot be, they cannot exist. This is the nature of chid vastu.
Spiritual substance. The spiritual substance has desire.
Oh, will have to desire. Wrong or right. A bhakta, pure bhakta, devotee. Oh, their desires, as he told, so many, endless desires. To serve Radha Krishna and to please Radha Krishna. And our desire, oh, so much, so much desires. Endless desires are. Our desire that, how can I make money? Or how can I bring a very lovely wife, very beautiful girl? She will come and message me. She will come and love me. And when she will
and cook.
And when I will be angry, oh, she's pacified. And if I will see any defect, I can again marry. Again, beautiful.
More beautiful.
No harm if she kicks like donkeys. No harm. I will tolerate. I will tolerate. But I want. So I want money. I want a beautiful
house
equipped of all facilities. I want. Remembering these desires, but never fulfills, and he dies, and he becomes a donkey or monkey or anything. But a devotee desiring like that and practicing like that, he will attain this love. He will serve Radha Krishna. In this stage of sadhana, practicing bhakti, all kinds of worldly desires will go. All kinds of suffering will go. Without any desire. This is the nature of if a devotee thinks that I am chanting, remembering, I am devotee, but he is praying, oh Krishna, I am very suffering, very much suffering, I cannot tolerate, please come and help me so that I can be happy. What is this? This makes bhakti what?
Fly away.
Polluted, contaminated.
Contaminated. And this is not then you have to suffer for this. Krishna will not save you. But when you will neglect all these things and always pray that, oh Krishna, when I will serve you, when I serve you. I may suffer, no. I will not pray to Krishna that you should save me, protect me from this suffering. I want to tolerate for you, but you should be merciful. Give me a chance to serve you, so that I may please you. I want to please you, to please you only, nothing else. Then, in a moment, all sufferings, coming difficulty, sorrow, everything will go. But if like Dhruva you will do, then your bhakti will be despoiled, or it will be ruined. So don't do if you are, I told like desire, worldly desire, wastage of time. From beginning of the creation, we are doing sense gratification, but still not we are satisfied. Not satisfied. And we know that there is nothing good in these things. But even if a devotee, oh he wants, oh I want to see a very beautiful grandson. And then his grandson will come. Oh, I want to see his wife also. And again, grandson of...
Great-grandson.
Great-grandson. Never satisfies anyone. So, try to chant and remember. Only what doing? Oh, to please Krishna. Here, pleasing Krishna means what? To please his all associates. Beginning from your guru, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnava. Even one can tell, oh Maharaj, I have heard your classes in America, I heard your classes in Birmingham, I am hearing your classes here in England also so much. But especially I want to to hear some special thing. What a special thing. What a special thing. Everything I am
giving.
I am giving everything. Though you don't understand, but I am giving. What you want? More special? What more special? So don't try to try to understand the instruction and follow. If a Gurudev gave you any seed and he told that you should plant and you planted, oh Gurudev, I want fruit just now. You should give me a special, what is this? If he has given a special thing, what he is telling you should try to do it.
Follow.
And fruit and everything, juice and everything will come. So try to understand all these things and to follow. Don't be weak. Don't be attached in this world. Try to maintain only your life. This life is only to realize soul and super soul. Only this. Nothing for it. Don't be like dogs, hawks and pigs. Yes. I've told so many things. I've left nothing. Especially you should try to follow Rup Goswami and
Raghunath.
Their instructions. Manasiksha and
Upadesha.
First you should do. And follow bhakti and be happy. Otherwise, always you will be weak. Don't be weak. Verse is?
Singer.
Singer.
And the musician also.
Her husband.
At midnight, you want to see sun. Is it possible?
To travel around the globe.
Oh. You can make so many lights to see sun. Oh, sun never will be seen. But in morning,
you call your son.
At about 7, 8, sun will automatically will come. Then you can see sun and other also. So, Krishna bhakti is like sun. Everything will be possible by bhakti. All suffering will go away. So, try to chant and remember and be happy. Vikirtan karegi? Possible. even a person is not doing bhakti, but he is not
offensive,
opposite of bhakti, against bhakti, and he does not practice bhakti yoga. But if his son is doing bhakti first class, then automatically his father of father or grandfather, come on. All will be liberated. All there.
Come.
So, I'm telling whether you are doing bhajan or not, your son Jeev, I have accepted. And he is serving me. So his father, grandfather, father of grandfather of his father, always be liberated. Easily.
Mother also.
Or both.
Father is here.
Especially mother.
Father is
here. All the father is going to know that the son, the soul coming in his son body is going to be devotee.
Even worldly father, mother, too.
Okay.
They will be liberated. And they will be happy. Because the eyes of Krishna will go there and work. And their heart will be
transformed.
And they, next birth, they will associate bhakti. And gradually a chance will come that, oh, Krishna must be merciful. This is the way of process. Otherwise, there is no other process. So, Nrisimha Bhagavan has himself told these things. So, your father, mother, father is there, mother and father are here. So I am begging her to give your child to me.
He took it already.
I beg the son of a very, very what?
Affectionate
mother, and he gives this child to me. And now he is preaching and, okay. Like so many. I also want to make Jeev like him.
Haribol.
I also begged Shyamananda.
Shyamananda.
His father gets and mother also. Oh, I want to make them all that their life should be successful. And their father, mother, all relatives, life should be successful. In this way you should sing for girls too. If they are like gopis, following Krishna and serving, meditating. Even like Ganga, Mata, Thakurani, or their father, mother, forefathers, all will be like that. But sometimes, lady devotees, very soon, they become what?
Weak.
Polluted or
strong.
Dravit ho jati.
Melt.
Is melted.
Oh, melt. So, anyone can cheat. Very easy. So you should try to be very strong in Krishna Bhaja. So that anyone cannot cheat you. So, all these instructions are for ladies and male both. Krishna in Gita, what he has told, in Srimad Bhagavat, what instructions are there? No difference for ladies and men. Only there to maintain their life, something is. But soul is same life. No difference. All are like same. So you should go on. This is my here last instructions. And try to be happy. If you will be weak, oh, then it is your fault. Don't. You will be in worldly life, family life, but don't attach to husband, and husband should not be so much attached to wife. Maintain your life being together, like an umbrella. This is like also a kind of brahmacharya ashram. But don't forget your devotion to Krishna and to Guru. And thus, in this life, you should realize something and make something wealth of Sukriti or Bhakti, that in next birth you can develop. If you will want for salvation or liberation, well, you can have, but we don't like. We depend on Krishna. We want life and life births, but fair and far, far to be associating with high class of mission. We want to be a dog, but with of any devotee. You want to be anything related to Vaishnava. That he is your sister of two kinds.
Remnants.
And Harikatha. We can have. No need of becoming Brahma. No need. We like to be dog of any devotee. No harm. Like a dog of Sivananda Sen.
Seven.
Last one, Kirtan. Oh.
The two sisters.